We hear so much about being in Sangha and with good friends, such as we do on retreats, sitting together, and yet in the suttas, the Buddha often speaks of telling the bhikkhus to go sit in seclusion, under a tree, wherever. I know personally that I often prefer sitting alone than in a group. I hear very little of this talked about in a Dhamma talk or encouraged. Could you say more about this? Well, I mean, we get people to come together for 10 days and then I go and tell them to go away. It's not very useful. We're here together, so let's learn how to be together. But certainly that is a quality that is praised, and certainly at the monastery, our day-to-day life is structured in a way that we have time to be on our own. The monthly the way the monastery is structured so that different people will be able to have time in solitude at different times, and then we'll so that it's at the, in the monastery then we try to encourage that and incident when I was living in Thailand, then of course you got a lot of options for going off into seclusion, here in America less so that we do use the monastery structure to encourage seclusion, but certainly the Buddha does encourage that. I mean, it's sort of they're side by side. And we do speak about Sangha and learning how to live in community, because it's a skill that is helpful to cultivate. And then, similarly, it's not a quality that we talk about that much to lay people or in a lay setting like this, just because the circumstances are such that trying to encourage a different tool to be used. I think that the Buddha a couple days ago, and I probably only just touched on it, but the discourse that the Buddha, and it's actually a really good illustration of how the Buddha does it side by side. The discourse that the Buddha gave on half of the holy life, where Ananda sort of said, half the holy life is having good spiritual friends. And then the Buddha sort of said, no, it's the whole of the holy life. But then he goes on to say, how does one cultivate how does one with good spiritual friends work or practice? And then the Buddha emphasizes the cultivation of each factor of the Eightfold Path, relying on seclusion, dispassion, cessation, relinquishment, so that from right view, right intention, right speech through to right concentration, each of those factors is cultivated with this aspect of first one being seclusion and then dispassion, cessation, relinquishment. So these are our qualities to be bringing into the practice. Also, there's an emphasis both on physical seclusion, but then also the jitta viveka, the seclusion of the mind, which is the seclusion that is able to to not be drawn into the reactivity of the mind to its likes and dislikes and its sense impressions, so that and that's when we're cultivating seclusion, that's something that we need to be attentive to as well, because because sometimes we can be okay when there's no impingement, but as soon as there's contact in some way, then we either get swept up in it with excitement, or we just get irritated by it, or intimidated in some way, shaken by it. So that sense of the internal seclusion, the seclusion of the heart, is an important factor in when we're considering seclusion.